Approaching the 90s came bands like The Orb that would push the barriers even further with 15-minute soundscapes filled with samplers, sequencers, and synthesizers, which seemed to sum up the musical adventures of the 80s.
In the earlier part of the 80s, there was still this undeniable urge to release records with choruses and verses, even with dance music. Fortunately, bands like Run DMC came along, and using a huge 808 bass sound, which no one had ever really heard on as a bass drum before, recreated this whole new sound, which became the bass and drums, which, to a lot of people who listen to reggae, would be laughing, because that's what it was all about in the first place, was the bass and drums. Well, DJs took over the part of being the band without actually being seen as a band. You could, again, go to a club and become the band by dancing to the DJ's music. That's where The Orb started off. The mixing desk itself live has become another instrument with us, but it's used for two different, entirely different purposes. One is to make a completely different arrangement out of something that's been made in the studio in the first place. We then moved it forward and put a live drummer on stage with us to play through a mixing desk, and a live bass player and a live percussionist. Now we can start experimenting from just doing 12-minute takes to doing like 40-minute versions live, using technology and old instruments together.
Skies like when you were young.
They went on forever, didn't they? We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would alter. They were beautiful, the most beautiful.
The feel I've had for music is just through being able to travel and finding different types of music. Anyways, but that is a lot of influence for me. Music from around the world, be it from South America, be it from India, be it from Asia, be it from Africa.